you guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you don't have to tell me. I know you're having an awesome, a wonderful, a fabulous day, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are. Let me tell you, life has ups and downs. I know it. Before I actually got in the studio, you know, can I keep it 100 like the young people say? You know, so many people, okay, this from my heart, so many people are hurting. Some people don't know if they coming or they going. They don't know what their purpose is. They don't know why they still here on earth. They don't know why somebody else has passed away. The thing about it is, every day you need to do something that builds you, and you need to do something that actually helps somebody else. Because your purpose, your calling, the things that's burning inside of you, guess what? It's not for you. We actually, you know, get healed. We actually get a word spoken over us. We actually become better as we go. As we go helping somebody else, as we go taking care of the need, as we go just helping somebody get down the steps. The thing to remember is what we do here, Good Deeds, what the name says, Good Deeds. You should be doing good deeds every day of your life. Not just one a day, but it should be everything you do and guess what you say. Because people are watching you more than you think they are. You know, people say, oh, how you do all this? I said, God, number one. I give him all the honor and the glory. Everything I do and I say. You know, but the thing is, so many people have lost hope. So when we do things on social media, amen, when we send an email out, amen, when we're at church, when we're at Walmart, when we're at McDonald's, we need to be an example so someone can say, what is making that person tick? What is making her have all this energy? What is making her say all these things on social media? That's what we're supposed to be doing, right? We're supposed to be an example. If you and your purpose, guess what? You shouldn't have any problems showing some sign. Now, y'all know that song. We sung that back in the day in church. But the thing is, what we do here at Good Deeds, we help you shine your light. We help you shine your light to the world. We help you share your message with the world. And that is your dreams, your goals, your passions, the things that burn inside, the reason you were created. That's what we do here at Good Deeds. We do that through radio, TV, through our publishing company, through the ministry I have as being a minister, and through the nonprofit organization, publishing company. Everything we do, we help you shine your light, shine your purpose to the world. And I have to say that. I know I supposed to do it there. Ask Dr. Renee, but that was heavy on my heart before I came into the studio. People are inboxing, people are sending emails. They have lost hope. But the thing is, they're supposed to be able to look at you and what? See the light. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Now, all of us are not perfect. Never will be perfect. But you have to be mindful. Each day you should grow, grow, and grow, not going back. That's why the rearview mirror is actually smaller than the front of the mirror in your car. But amen. Amen. But we actually have an awesome young lady that's here with us today. You know, and I always send your questions in. Let me say that quickly to, you know, go to our website, reneesunday.com, you know, to ask Renee. I promise I'll get back to it the next session we have. But we actually have an awesome young lady with us this afternoon. You know, the thing about it is that I love, love, love is people that show and display their creativity, that they do it through many different ways, many different avenues. And we actually have a young lady. I mean, she even had that in her name of her awesome and wonderful business, Creative Design Enterprise. And I just love that because up under that umbrella, she does so many things. And I don't want to delay it because I actually want to hear, I want to learn, and I want to apply some things to my life that she actually going to say. And I know, guess what? You're going to do that as well. We want to welcome none other than the awesome, the fabulous, the beautiful Vanetta Boyd to Good Deeds. Are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Dr. Sunday?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you. Oh, she's just so humble voice. Amen. Lord have mercy. But thank you so much for, you know, taking time out your busy schedule to be here with us on Good Deeds.
Dr. Sunday, it is such a pleasure. I am so thrilled and excited to be here myself. And I thank you for this wonderful opportunity to be a guest on your show, your creative show.
Oh.
I'm very grateful to be here.
You're so nice. But, you know, I got to be honest. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give her to contact her, but all her stuff. done in the spirit of excellence. But tell us a little bit more about the amazing things that you do and the things that you do to help us be in our purpose. Just tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay. Well, the name is Venetia, Venetia Boyd, and that's Venetia like Venetian blind. And I always kind of chuckle because I said my mom prophesied on me when I was a baby, and neither she or I knew it by giving me the name Venetia, because now I also sell Venetian blinds along with everything else. So, but I am the owner and CEO of Veebs Creative Design Enterprise. Veebs is spelled V as in Victory, E as in Edward, B as in Baby, S as in Sam, with an apostrophe on the N. And that's a play on my name, Venetia Boyd, given to me by a longtime secretary that I used to have that used to call me Veebs or Veebers. And then when I got ready to start my business and thinking about what name I wanted to create for that name, I said, I like what she calls me, Veebs. So I named my business Veebs Creative Design Enterprise. The enterprise is a multifaceted creative business that came about as a result of the multiple creative gifts and talents that God chose to instill in me. I am truly a multi-passionate individual, a visual artist. I absolutely love, love, love the arts. I say I am one of God's right-brained kids. Better yet, the double-brained kid, because I do use both sides of my brain. I am a Renaissance woman, and I'm grateful every single day for what God has decided to bestow in me and how he decided to wire me. That's a bit about, what the Creative Design Initiative is. I also say a lot of times he gave me my own box of Crayola crayons, and I certainly color outside the lines, outside the box, truly outside the box, because so many times people want to keep you in a box, and a lot of times they will say, well, just choose one thing and do that. Well, that's not how God wired me, Venetia. My mission with Veebs Creative Design Enterprise is to help people that have a need for a creative service in which I have the ability to do and to make it happen for them, to create something extraordinary that does not exist. Core offerings of Veebs Creative Design Enterprise, in which I kind of named some of them, mainly the core of it is commercial and residential interior design, photography and video productions, graphic design, event planning, and decorating. And other creative talents that falls under that umbrella is that of being a seamstress, a sketch artist. I paint both on canvas as well as walls, including faux painting, floral design, millinery, which is the hat design. I'm also a singer and a songwriter. All of the arts, you name it, pretty much, I'm in there somewhere. I just love, love, love the arts. Love it.
Now, my audience, they know when I laugh, I'm not laughing at you. It's laughter because where have you been? You should have been in my life long time ago. And the reason I say that, I butt heads with every coach I've had. I'll just be honest, until the ones I have now, because they, like you just said, they wanted me to do one thing, and I'm like, I never had peace on that. So talk about that a little bit more, because I, especially women, we already multitask, we know our parents did 20 things before 9 o'clock. So talk about that, because I think a lot of women are dealing with that, and now they calling us what they call a serial business owner, serial entrepreneur.
Well, the bundle of talents, I call it a bundle of talents. It's a package that God has given me that makes me who I am, and that's what sets me apart. and many times, you know, I have tried to do just one thing. But I'm not, like you said, I'm not at peace with that. You know, it's very, I just cannot. I just cannot do just one thing. It's like all of my life, I remember even as a little girl, sitting on my grandmother's floor, I pull out a piece of paper and just start drawing and drawing and drawing and coloring and you know, also into sewing. Wasn't satisfied until whatever I did was completed. And just all the various other different creative arts, you know, kind of building this and that. And it's just really, really disturbing sometimes when people do try to put you in a box, because I know that there are so many things that I can do, and I do them well. I do them very well. I often say that, you know, when people will say, well, jack of all trades, master of none. Well, to me, that's a cliche. And it's used most often as a mild compliment, you know, but it describes someone who can do many things, many different things, but may not be very good at any of them. Well, that's not me. I say I am Jane of many trades, and I am master and mastering them all. Mm. I am amazing. I tell myself that I am amazing. I know I am amazing, and other people let me know that I am amazing because whatever it is that I do for them, whether it's interior design, whether it's photography, whether it's a video production, whether it's a graphic design element, whether it's a song that I've written for them, whether it's a dress that I have made for them, these are all different people. But they all absolutely love what I have created for them. And I also look at it as, you know, how will people know what I can do for them if I don't tell them? We are our biggest marketers for ourselves than anybody else, which is another reason why I cannot be boxed in, because one person may need me for interior design services. Well, Joe over here, he might need me for photography services. And Jane over there might need me for graphic design services. So it's whatever that person's need is that I have been gifted to help somebody with, then that's, I have decided, then that's where my calling is. That's where I'm staying. I'm going to use those gifts and talents that God has given me. And then I often think, too, about the parable in the Bible that talks about the 10 talents that God gave, you know, the many talents, and then the one that only had the one talent burdened and didn't use it. And when God came back, he took it away from that person because they didn't use it, gave it to the one that had 10. So that's even more abundance. So I think about those types of things, you know. God is the one that decided what he would instill in me. And I'm like saying, if he did not want me to use these gifts and talents, he would not have given them to me. He would not have given me the multiple gifts and talents if he only wanted me to use just one of them. That's truly how I feel about it. And because I am good at all of it, and, you know, we're always learning. You're still always learning your craft or your craft, you know, because that's the endless thing. We never haven't gotten to the top. Until the day you die, you'll never get to the top, to the very top. You know, you're always going to be learning more because we are students daily of everything, you know, that we do. Whatever, if it's one thing, you're a student. If you're multiple, you're still a student. So you never get to the point where you have 1,000% arrived because, one, we are humans. Mm. And it's like, you know, this is what God did. I didn't give them to myself. He did it. And it's up to me to develop and use what he has created in me to be a blessing to whoever he assigns for me to be a blessing to with the area that works for them. That's how I see it.
Mm-mm. Now, you just said, hey, what they say, you know, when you go to church and they say, Lord, the word was just for me. So she and he have not messed me up. And I'm glad you said that because, I can look back over the things that I do. You know, I had to change the website because I ran out of room of all the things that God has blessed me to do on the website. And, you know, it's just so fun. But I want to ask you this because a lot of people tend to ask me a lot about this. And you know, we got that word out there, balance. You know, work, life, personal, spirituality, that. How do you deal with that? Because I'm sure someone has asked you that probably several times. How do you do, quote unquote, this word we call balance? How do you keep everything in this right perspective?
Well, I guess one of the things is, first of all, you know, prayer. Prayer, that's first of all. Mm-hmm. Second of all is to realize that there's really no such thing as what you call balance. It's just a matter of doing what you have to do. And that's you know, my view of that. But the other thing, too, is I guess because I'm single and I don't have any kids, that kind of helps me with time that I may need. But pretty much I look at my creative design business as, even though there are multiple facets to it, the common mm-hmm. thread is being creative. So, therefore, I am mm-hmm. doing just one thing. I'm being creative. That's the one thing for me, being creative. So, during the time span, you know, from my day-to-day, you know, things that I do from the time I get up sometimes to the time I go to bed, you know, I have blocked off, you know, different areas of what I'm going to do for that course of the day. All of it still is in the flow and the rim of that being creative. And I'm also finding that, you know, I do a lot of multitasking. I do a lot of multitasking, and I am pretty good at multitasking. They're still all in the realm of being creative, still all being in the realm of being creative.
I'm just enjoying this myself. I know the listening audience, but let's extend this because we sound so similar, and just the tagline or the things that you say. But you know, when I read your bio in preparation of getting for this broadcast, and the last thing you said, and I actually want to read one of your favorite quotes. Because I think if people realize this and really understand what you were trying to tell us, that I think we will have a different perspective on life. So indulge me just for a minute. You have the awesome at the end here of the bio that your team sent in. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what she said. She said, when I stand before God at the end of my life, okay, so put your name in there, okay, I would hope
exactly.
that I would not have a single bit, and that just blew me up, a single bit of talent left, that's the key, left, and I could say I use everything that you, meaning God, gave me. I want you
Amen.
To, because, you know, this is just so heavy in my spirit, and I know we got a good bit of time left, and I'm just, You know, if we miss, first of all, if we miss anything of the awesome things that you do, please address that first. But I want you to just, from your heart, because I feel this so heavy, that that statement there, just express what's from your heart with that, because I think I'm saying we, and I'm included, we miss that sometime, looking at what we can see and not doing what God has called us to do, because we're looking at so much of the details instead of taking that first step forward in faith.
Exactly. Yes, it is my favorite quote that says, Irma Bombeck is the writer of that quote, and I'll just repeat it, is when I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left, and I could say, Lord, I use everything that you gave me. When God made us, he made an investment in us. He is the supreme creator. And in that investment that he made in us, he expects a return on that investment. Therefore, I decided that I would not waste any of the talents that he placed in me, but to use them to give him glory and to use them to be a blessing to others. And when I really, really delve into that quote, I imagine when I was created, you know, even before I was formed in my mother's womb, how God says, okay, it's time for me to create this little girl, this baby girl named Venetia. And she is going to serve different people in different ways in a creative form. I'm going to give her this, and I'm going to give her this, and I'm going to give her this, and I'm going to give her this and this and this. And you know what? I'm going to give her this too. And I'm going to give her this, and I'm going to give her this. And the list can go on and on with this that God gave me. And I'm grateful. I am so grateful, again, because what he's given me is natural talents. Very few of the talents and talents that I do, these creations that I do, is something that I went to school for. I did some background, you know, I did some study in my interior design business, but I was already doing that before I officially did it in education. So all of this is God-given talent. And, you know, your grandmother or your grandfather, mother, father sometimes will tell you, you better use your talents or else you lose them. Use it or lose it. Mm-hmm. And that's something else that was instilled in me when I was a little girl. Use it or lose it. I really feel that God blessed us. He gave us. It was his decision for him to form us the way he formed us, and for him to give us the various talents that he has given us. Can you imagine if all of us, if each of us used the gifts and talents that he put in us? Number one, use them for his glory. Number two, use them to be a blessing to others. And I say number three, to be compensated for it. What a happy, happy, happy life and world this would be if everybody was, you know, really, really used their gifts and talents to the fullest. And when I look over the surface of the world, the universe, so many of us are doing different things that we may not be called to do. You know, some are on jobs that they don't like, but it's not their passion. Some of us are doing things just to be doing it, and it's not your passion. And I think, you know, I ask sometimes, why did God give us talents? He had a purpose. And he is a variety of talents all over the world, all over the universe. Can you imagine if we did not have talent, we would not be able to enjoy each other. We would not be able to enjoy songs. We would not be able to enjoy art, colors, the beauty, You know? God is just so amazing. And I said, Lord, use me. Use me up. Use me up. How can he use me up if I don't use what he gave me? And that's why I say I love this paragraph, this quote from her. When I stand before God at the end of my life, I would hope that I would not have a single bit of talent left. And I could say I use everything you gave me, God, everything. And I even think about what my obituary may be. When I'm laying there, what would I want people to say about me? One of the things that I want them to say is, number one, is I love God. And number two is she was multi-passionate. She was multi-talented. She did a lot of things for a lot of people. I don't want them just to say she was an interior decorator. I don't want them just to say she was a photographer. I don't want them just to say she was a graphic designer. I don't want them just to say that she was a sketch artist. I want them to say she was multi-talented. She was multi-passionate. And she used all of her gifts and talents to bless somebody. That's what I want them to say. I don't want them to say just that one thing. I want them to say what God created me to be. And that was a multi-talented and truly multi-passionate. And the reason I say multi-passionate is because everything that I do, I'm excited about it. When I'm doing my design work for a customer, I'm excited about what the creation is going to be. When I'm doing some photography work, some editing, or some video production work, I'm excited about it. What am I going to create for this business person, for their production? What is it going to look like at the end? I'm excited about it. I'm passionate about it. So everything that I do, I am truly, truly passionate about it. And it shows up in my work. And it shows up when I present it to my client, because they are also excited and they are also very, very pleased. And that makes me keep on going, keep on going. I just can't do just one thing. That's just not how I, Venetia Rochelle Boyd, that's not how I am wired. So I said, God, you made
me. I love it.
You made me. You made me. You made me. And it's up to me to perform in what you have put in me. So that's why I cannot do just one thing. I tried it. It don't work for me. It just don't work for me. It just don't work for me.
It just don't work. I know what you're talking about, baby boy. You about to make me roar and holler and scream. I had to put the phone on mute several times there. Oh, Lord, I just love you. And you know what? I'm actually, you know how some people, they don't tell you when you steal somebody else's stuff. But I'm going to let everybody know that I'm going to be learning that quote there. That speaks volumes, and the multi-passionate girl, I just love it. Not too many times I'm speechless, and I think this is one. I really, truly, thank you for being in your purpose. Thank you for spending time with us here at Good Deeds. But you know, time goes so quickly here. We got to get you back because we didn't get a chance to really talk about everything, because ladies and gentlemen, she's still holding back. But anyway, tell us how we can get your products and services and how we can support you on social media as well.
Indeed, indeed. The best way to reach me is by phone, which is 443-838-2699. And I am on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, under Venetia Boyd. And I also, just real quickly, I have two events coming up that I would like to invite people to. One is I am going to be a guest speaker at the Women in Business Luncheon on March the 18th in Linthicum, Maryland, hosted by Adrian Blackwell Brown, Live Life by Design. Mm-hmm. And if you contact me or go to my Facebook, you can get more information on that. And also, praise be to God for the third annual Successful Journey of Black Entrepreneurship. It's a Black Tie Gala event that's going to be held on April the 30th in Atlanta, Maryland. That's sponsored by Favor One. Their first year, I was also honored as a Black Entrepreneur Awards, and they so graciously have want to award me once again. So I'm thankful for that. That too is also on my page. So, but as I said, the best way to reach me is by phone, 443-838-2699. And any of the services that I can be of service to you, please don't hesitate to call.
Wow. You know, I just feel in my spirit that you got still some stuff that you got to, as the old people say here in the South, is wake that gift back up.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Well, there he is.
Trusts you. He trusts you. And he know you're not going to let it sit there and not water it and not give, you know, seed to it. So, you know, so more to come, my sister. I love you. Anything that we can do here at Good Deeds to support you or anything on that end, prayer, you know, prayer is always there. We will continue to do that. But anything you need us to do here at Good Deeds, don't hesitate to give us a call.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I don't want to get off, but please thank you so much. And well, I had a ball with you. You a mess, girl. I love it. When I hear people that's delivering me from something, I want them to stay close, okay? So we thank you for our delivering service for me, but we thank you for being here on Good Deeds Radio Show as well.
It's been a pleasure, yes. We will talk some more.
Yes, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, you know how transparent I am. You know, I'm going to keep it 100, like the young people say. But, you know, if you need us for anything from ministry, from prayer, from, you know, events, publishing company, radio, TV show, I host events as well. Excuse me. We actually having the Women's Conference on the 25th in Atlanta. I mean, it's actually a lot of people now are getting interested in it. I mean, we almost sold out, so get your ticket. So please go to our website or my social media information and get information about that. The website is www.reneesunday.com. That's R-E-N-E-E, Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y. But always remember, you do have a calling. You do have a reason. One, you were born. You have a reason that you're here right now. Do the three things, and you know, say it with me, believe, trust, and walk it out. You have to, don't stop. You have to get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.